Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking about traveling safe and secure, staying safe out there on the road when you're traveling is what we're talking about today. Now, in our first segment, I introduced Laura Hyde, who is with TravelX Insurance, and she has given us some really, really great tips. So welcome back to the show, Laura.
Thank you.
And sitting in with me today, as usual, my right-hand partner here in the studio and everywhere else, too, is Doc Bill with Sapple Island Birdhouses.
Doc Bill, we're here at Sapple Island Birdhouses. It's the time of year we want to take that great vacation, consider beautiful Sapelo Island. We have an island the size of Manhattan with a population of less than 30 people. Come down to beautiful Sapelo Island, and to find more information, go to our website, sapelloislandbirdhouses.com. That's sapelloislandbirdhouses.com. Phone number, 912-223-6515. We'll be waiting for your call.
That's right. That's right. So give that call and stay safe while you're traveling down there. And also sitting in the studio with me today, too, is Olivia, who is our intern, Olivia Varnson. And it's always good for you to come into the studio, Olivia, because you do so many great things behind the scene.
Yes, and it's always fun to hear you guys.
Well, I know. We like to have you in here. You always ask those really intriguing questions, too, that kind of get Doc Bill and I both thinking a lot as well.
Oh, good.
So glad to have you here. Now, the last segment, we talked a lot about, you know, solo travel, and in particular for women. And Doc Bill, you brought up a really good point that, you know, for men as well, you know, they have some things that they need to be concerned about. But now I think both men and women, both, if their parents especially, would be concerned about sending their kids off traveling and just, you know, making sure that they're going to stay safe. So, Laura, I have this question to ask you. Now, I have a teenager. I don't literally, but suppose I do. Have a teenager who's ready to go off to spring break or ready to go and maybe do a study abroad trip. What type of insurance should I be concerned with getting for my child if they're going off to do something like that? Maybe they're going on a mission trip or something like that.
Well, usually what we see a lot for children going abroad to study and mission travel is that we have what we call medical coverage only while they're on that trip. They would have, if anything occurred while they were traveling, they got hurt, they broke an ankle, they got bit by a spider, they would have coverage for seeking out medical coverage for that. They also, if they perhaps got their passport stolen or their identity stolen, we also assist them with travel documents of getting them back in place for them to continue their trip. So there are a lot of things that parents like to know that they have their children with that coverage while they're away from home.
Absolutely. I would think that that would be really, really important.
What if somebody is sick, let's say, in a remote place of the world, such as the Congo or Haiti? Is there a provision in your insurance that can take care of the person as far as evacuating from that site to a larger medical center or facility?
Yes, our comprehensive plans offer evacuation as well as just the medical coverage has evacuation. So if you are in a remote area, that we do have helicopters or small planes that will evacuate you out of that area, even off of a cruise ship if necessary, that will take you to the nearest certified facility for you to get immediate emergency care.
It's good to know the cruise ships do, that you have that for cruise ships, because that's very nice to know.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a different insurance for cruise ships as opposed to just going on a
package? Nope. It just depends on where your destination is or what type of trip you're going on. And the insurance would just be purchased for the amount of time that you're on your trip.
But, you know, Doc Bill, you bring up a really interesting question, too, with having to evacuate, you know, someone, whether it's a kid on spring break or on a mission trip. But just in general, if someone gets ill while they're traveling and now they're back in the States, where does the travel insurance part stop and now their personal medical insurance kick in?
It is the policy is purchased what we call door-to-door. Mm-hmm. So when they depart their home, their policy is in effect. And then when they return home, the policy has ended. So if they did have, let's just say, a broken leg that was set at a location and they now are coming home, it would be the responsibility of the individual to pick up those charges that occur after they've returned home.
Okay.
Is there an insurance if somebody was in a remote part of the world in which an impending national disaster occurred or had occurred for them to then be evacuated and leave?
Yes, it is. We basically say if there is a natural disaster that occurs, that we definitely help them get out of that location. Or if there is a riot that happens, our evacuation or trip interruption would come into play at that time.
Here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we're talking about traveling safe and secure and staying safe while you're traveling. Now, we're talking about traveling with kids, but now kids traveling alone and unaccompanied, I would think, brings up really a whole nother situation when you have your kids that are traveling by themselves. And if they're traveling by bus, by, say, Greyhound, or if they're traveling by train, Amtrak, or by air, each of those modes of transportation will have their specific regulations and rules that apply to, you know, the kids and whether or not, you know, they can travel unaccompanied at a certain age or with someone who is traveling with them. So now with travel insurance, is there anything specific for unaccompanied minors, or is there any policy around that, kids traveling by themselves?
No, the policy is purchased by the age of the individual that's traveling. Okay. And then the medical coverage would be the same. So, of course, children are much less than someone in their 70s and 80s because they mend much quicker. Mm-hmm. And they're definitely a less risk of being able to cancel and so forth as well.
They're not requiring maybe as much of the medical attention.
Correct.
But now there are some things, though, that you need to keep in mind, though, I think, when you are traveling, you know, when you do have your kids traveling by themselves. And that is that you really want to make sure that you have contacted the person that will be meeting them on the other end so that they're there ahead of time to get into place, get to the gate, get to the area, to be right there where the kid will be arriving. So whether it's a train or plane, whatever those procedures are, you need to definitely make sure of that. Because I would think also, too, that could be a time where maybe there might be some situation that may come up. And I know, Laurie, you were sharing that you were recently at the airport and noticed some unaccompanied minors.
Right. They were being placed on the plane, and the gate attendant said, we require that you stay until the plane departs, just in case there were any issues prior to the plane leaving that city.
That's right. That's right. And I remember from my days of flying as a flight attendant, I mean, there were all kinds of requirements that were around. I mean, there were certain places on the plane where the kids, unaccompanied minor, could not sit or could sit. You know, a flight attendant would be assigned to that child. So there are a lot of regulations and a lot of procedures around that to just make sure we keep them safe.
Yeah. And one of the things that I stress a lot with children traveling alone is really to know what that emergency number is that they need to call while they're on that road, and really to have also who to contact back home if they are traveling alone. So those are just two things that I like to say maybe could be on my top 10 list that we talked about earlier. But those to me are things that you just precautionary reasons, like we were saying, just to be prepared.
That's a good idea. And, you know, put the chip in the kid. Right. Make sure the kid has a phone number and knows the names of what you're trying to look. And even for adolescent teenagers, do not rely on the cloud and your phones. Phones can go dead and communications can go down. So have them write with a paper and pencil or pen on a piece of paper the backup contact information they need in case the other systems fail. They have their backup in place.
Yeah, one of the things that I share a lot if they are going abroad is to really look at getting a SIM card for that phone that they're taking, or to really purchase an international phone because of the cost of that cell phone. We're so used to just picking it up here in the U.S. and cost is very minimum, but it is quite expensive when you're international.
Well, and you know, I think also, too, that's a really good point. And for, you know, teenagers that are traveling, too, sometimes they can have this false sense of security as though, hey, I'm, you know, a teenager now, or I'm a certain age and I know, you know, how to handle myself and take care of myself. But you certainly want to stress to any child that's traveling by themselves, whether they are, you know, under the age of, say, 13 or 13 and over, that they are aware of their surroundings and that they are conscious of, you know, just what's going on around them at all times. Absolutely important. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends today, and our show is also being brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, where Doc Bill goes all the time.
That's right. Sapelo Island, we've got great fishing. The food is great. Shrimp season just opened about a day ago, so come down to Sapelo Island, sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Please look at our website and inquire about our places to stay.
That sounds great. You're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN.